what rivers, is that the?
Connecticut River in Pike County. My grandfather settled around Spring Hill, and my mother's people settled around Orion in Pike County. Orion was in existence before the town of Troy.
Okay. Can you remember anything about their occupation or their education?
They were farmers.
Okay. And on both sides?
Both sides.
Okay.
And the barest of education. They could read and write, etc.
How long have you lived here in Elbert County?
How long have I lived in Talisay?
Yeah.
Well, I've lived in Talisay, except for the time that I've been in school, 52 years.
Okay.
We'll be 52 years this fall. If you get down to specifics, it's 51 years and 8 months, if you want to get specifics.
Okay. And how old is your wife?
She's 69.
And she Southern Baptist?
Exactly.
And how far did she go in school?
College graduate.
Where did she go?
First 2 years to Troy State, and the last to Alabama College, now known as Montevallo.
In Alabama College?
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember anything about your parents, where your parents came from originally?
My ancestors on my mother's side are basically Scotch. My father was Scotch-Irish. That is the family name. It's a Scotch name. My mother was a and she gave me her family surname.
Tell me anything about
what you know about Talisay as a city,
any of its history or background.
Do you want a copy of the history of Talisay?
Well, I'm not going to copy it. I'll take it down with the tape
board. Well, I have a copy.
Oh, a written copy.
Oh, yes, the mill will give you a copy of the, have you interviewed Mr.
No.
Agent of the Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a copy, a very good copy of the history of this community. That's very complete. Mm-hmm. I can give you a running account of it.
Okay.
Well, of course, the Talisay is more famous for its. Place in the Indian history. You see, Tucker Batch is just below town here, where the Alden plant breeding station now was the capital of the Creek Indians, known as Tucker Batch.
Mm-hmm.
And the old council, since I've been in Talisay, the old council